We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. We are starting almost by the bottom, 9 lines from the bottom. The first words of the line are Kobayi, Bo Munei. We're starting from Bo Munei Merab Ami. They asked the Shah from Ami. Ben Noyach, which is a non-Jew, a Goy, is Mitzvah Kiddushas Hashem, or Yen Mitzvah Kiddushas Hashem. Which means like this, they have their 7 mitzvahs, Ben Noyach, the 7 mitzvahs, and Lamaisa, someone tells them, Dura Ve'er, if not I'll kill you. Are they Mechuyiv to kill themselves or not? Are they mechuyev to kill themselves like Hashem or not? Frek Tosfos, what do you mean? They should kill themselves every mitzvah. Don't say v'chai b'hem by a goy. The only reason why you saw they don't kill themselves is v'chai b'hem. So Tosfos answers that really the svara is that you don't have to kill yourself. The only reason why we need v'chai b'hem is because you would learn out by a yid from Ritzeach and Aram Rasa. So therefore you need v'chai b'hem. But the svara is that you don't have to kill yourself for the mitzvah. And the question is here, what about if it's child of Kiddush Hashem, if Fahesya, or something like that, are they mechuyev to meisa nefesh or not? That's the shayla of the Esther of Ami. So Amar Abaya answer Toshma. I'll bring it right. It says shavim mitzvahs tavni noach. The misa and if he's chayev in kiddush Hashem, tamna avin it's 8 mitzvahs. Amalei Rava, no, kiddush Hashem is just a subcategory of those 7 mitzvahs. Inu b'chav Israel. Maybe it's saying 7 mitzvahs and all the details that come with it. One of the details of a 7 mitzvah noach is that you should not do that very b'fasya. So my valo, what's the lemaisa? I'm gonna bring a raya from a maisa with Naaman and Elisha. Naaman got tsaras, and lemaisa Elisha at the end of the day healed him. And Elisha told Naaman, "You should not do avodah zarah anymore. You should not do it. It's not possible. You should not do avodah zarah." And Naaman answered like this: "Se ladova azeh yistlach Hashem la'avdecha. For this thing, I hope I get a kapara from Hashem. Because when voya doini base remind, when my master, I serve my master, and my master, the guy, when he goes to avodah zarah base remind, oshtachvay shama to bow down to, v'nishan al yodi, and I'm his attendant. He leans on me, v'shtachvaysi base remind." And he bows in the Mishnah. He says, "Lemaisa, I'm going to go bow down. I have to help him out. I have to bow down with him. So I don't want to do Avodah Zarah. I agree to you. The Avodah Zarah is Shtosim Malakshan. But Lemaisa, what am I going to do? I have to serve my master." And it says that Elisha answered, "Go l'shalom," which means that he agreed. He agreed to his taina. So Freit the Gemara on top of Ayin Ham and Aleph, Vim Esau, and if this is true, Loi. If it's true that a Ben Noach has Kiddush Hashem, is Muzar on Kiddush Hashem, L'chaira, he has to be Maisa Nefesh. What do you mean? You're right, his master wants him to go with him. But Maisa is a bit bizarre. It's one of the servants of Nefesh is Asarin. And now what's the hatter? Because you have to go with your master, you have to go. L'chaira, you should be Maisa Nefesh. Elamai, he's not Chayiv in Kiddush Hashem. That's Gemara's Kash. He's not Chayiv in Kiddush Hashem. And for the Gemara, no, it's not Shver. Because the case of Naaman, was Batsina. Ha, b'fahasya. And the case of that we have, the whole Shalak Hashem, is dafka b'fahasya. So, ma'isa maskana se gemara. The gemara does not come out with a pshitas, what's the halacha of the goy. So, Rishonim argue. The Ran says that the maskana se gemara is that ben noyach is taka mitzvah kiddush Hashem. Because the gemara is saying dafka, there's b'tzina. But b'fahasya, yitaka chayiv. That's what he learns. The Gemara is coming out. That's what he said. But Rabbi Yoina says that a suffix is loy nifshat lemaskana, elamaisa. It's a shtikel shaila. But what would be a halacha by a goy? But kaponim. That's what our Gemara says. A new Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Barab. Maisa va'odam echad shenosan enav v'isha achas. There was a person who set his eyes on a certain isha, and he really wanted her. V'hela liboy tina. And his heart got melted. Meroiva hava and tamtem liboy behelachay. He got sick from this desire. He got sick from the desire for this isha. Completely sick, and it was dangerous. Uvav shalul reif. I mean, they went to ask the doctor, "What should you do with this person?" Vamru ein loy takana ach debayoloy. There's no takana until he's bought on this isha, and it's only to save her life and save his life. Shaila is. It's pukh nefesh. Amru chachamim yom misfal tevoloi. He should die. He has to be mais nefesh. He should die. And there's no heter. So they said, you know what? Try something else. Tami the front of Aruma. She will stand in front of him, Aruma. So the chacham said, no. Yom misfal tami the front of Aruma. You know, he can't. That you know, I'll do that either. Tisapi imay machar again. Let them talk to each other behind the fence. Yom misfal tisapi imay machar again. You have to be mais nefesh not to. Not to talk with the lady. And what type of woman was this? She's Eish Zish or Pnuya. It says, Pliga Bar of Yaakov Eidi, Rav Shmuel Bar Achmeni. Charam Eish Zish HaYisa. One says she was Eish Zish. And then we understand that's Mavish Chayv and Mises Bezdin over here. Chadam Pnuya. She's a Pnuya HaYisa. And still, we said it's Aser. And still we said, you have to emoise your nefesh. And the reason why you have to emoise your nefesh is because of Israel the Gila Arayis, which also has the Harga Vayavah, as the Mekudas learns. Anything that has Shaykh is the Arayis, you have to be emoise your nefesh for. Baal Kaponim, so, we'll see in a second. Bishlam, like this. Bishlam and Lamandi Yamah, when I spoke out, I'll speak it out next time, I'll speak it out more clear. Bishlam and Lamandi Yamah, how it's a shopper. If your Ish is Pashit, this is what we have to speak out, what we just spoke out, Israel the Arayis. If she's the Eishes Ish, we understand the whole Gemara. Even though we didn't even allow her to stand Aruma, or even let him talk to her, but we understand why it's Hargul Yavar, because Kol Abizirayu de Arayis is Hargul Yavar. What does Abizirayu de Arayis mean? Anything that's Erva, like Eishes Ish, so you can't even do the secondary things you have to be Maisa Nefesh on. Even the Lavim of that, even the Isurim of that Eishes Ish, you have to be Maisa Nefesh. And here, by this Eishes Ish, so even to talk to her, which is a lav, there'll still be, you have to mice nefesh. You don't have to mice nefesh for a lav, but here it's a lav of Arayis, of Israel de Arayis, you have to mice nefesh. But the Gemara asks, but if it's a penuya, so what's the problem? It's not such a big avera. And Chayish, it's a pkuch nefesh, she's allowed. Lamana and penuya, it's a mai kuliai, what's the big deal? She's a penuya. She wasn't a nida. There was no Isra really, there's no kedushin. Okay, for pkuch nefesh, we deicha the kedushin. Zachti Gemara or Papam Shem Pagam Hashpacha. Worry about her Pagam. It's a Pagam for her that someone's Baal Leha without Kedushin. And the Chachma Shloima in Chayish Mishpah, Simon Tochavah, brings right from here that the person is not Mechuyiv to make Mezoyin at himself because of Tzalos the Fashis. The family is not Mechuyiv to Mevazin himself to saving this person. Why? Even by Penuya, we didn't allow him. In order, B'nai Yisrael should not be parutz b'arayis, because this is a setting a precedent. Someone's in a, she's going to stand in front of Anashim to listen by lost by name, and there's not a good precedent over here that we have such preachers over here that are allowing, even with a Penuya, allowing him to enjoy her just to save himself. Pray the Gemara Akasha. Valintsev, but you see how chomer these things are. Even talking to an Eishes is a problem. Kavachomer shaking an Eishes hand is Kavachomer a problem. Obviously, and says in this Gemara, you have to moist the nefesh. It's not a joking matter. If they moist the nefesh for this, they're shaking the Gemara. And al kaponim by a penuya. So there, it says different reasons why you have to moist. Why they did not allow him to save himself either for gamashpacha or kadesh lo yibnei shal prutz b'arayis. Speaking of Valintsev, if she's a penuya, why can't get married? I don't know whether Mark couldn't answer that. She probably didn't want to get married to him. But Mark's asking, may force her to get married to him. Loi meis v'dayte. It would not help. Rav Yitzchak. Don't Rav Yitzchak. M'yoyim shechor v'yis ha-mikdash, nitlo tam bia. From the day of his mitzvah chorav, nitlo tam bia. Which means you don't have the same tam bia. And who has that murdig tam bia? Only oivre avera. V'nitlo oivre avera. Shnevz in the pasuk, mayim genuvim yim talku. Stolen water is sweet, v'lechem starim yina'im. And hidden bread is sweet also. Now, Lechem Storm is referring to Tashvish, Rashi says. Listen, Ali Nacha, Kim Lechem Asher Oichel. And that's where there's a big Yitzhara, and that's where there's enjoyment. So this danger is in. The only way to save himself would be is with a Tambia that's not through Kedushin, and therefore would not help being married to this person. Akaponim, but you see from this Gemara how vite it goes, all these Suya Rais. And as a chiyuv moisa nefesh, even by Abizrael the Rais, like the Mukhesh learns, others learn differently. Others are chaylik. Look at the Michas Chinuch and Simon Reish Sadik Vav, Sif Katan Tez Vav, that talks about this, Barichas, Akapanim. The bottom line is, we see from this Gemara, you have to be moisa nefesh, even though he was sick. Some say, the ones who say that by the lav, is no chiyuv moisa nefesh, so the answer a little different. The answer because he did it to himself. He was he did it to himself. Therefore, we say, too bad. You cannot do this avera because you brought it onto yourself. Ayin sham in the achrayim. Hardin aloch ben soirer umayre beli neder.